Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
Well, good evening, everyone. As the kids are finding their seats and find Mum and Dad, it's a bit of a big crowd to find Mum and Dad in. My name's Phil, and I'm one of the staff team here, and I just want to add my welcome to you to our Christmas Eve service tonight. It's a delight to be with you and to be able to have this opportunity to share from God's Word as we think about Christmas together tonight. I'm just going to pray, lead us into prayer. So let's close our eyes and just we'll talk to God. Our Father God, we thank you so much that we can be here tonight. Thanks for bringing each one of us here. And Lord, we thank you for what we've already been able to enjoy, one another's company and singing some great songs. And Lord, we just pray too that you'd help us now as we look at your word together. And Father, there's lots going on in all of our lives, lots going on in the world. And we pray that tonight each one of us would know your peace. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, I love Christmas time, and I love being with friends and family, everyone coming together again, and I love the food. There's been a lot of cooking going on in our house over the last few days, a lot of quick trips to the shops to grab more, and I love the gifts. I love the giving of the gifts and the receiving of gifts. I love the holidays. I love the chance to relax and unwind here in Australia with the sun blazing down, jump in the pool, go to the beach, whatever it is. I love Christmas time, and I take it that most of us do. But I wonder tonight if there's a sneaking suspicion for you that something's not right. I wonder tonight if there's a bit of a tension that you feel as you come to Christmas, perhaps even as you sing the songs that we've just sung. I think Bono, the lead singer of the band U2, expressed it quite well in a song that he wrote, which is inspired by the Omagh bombing in Northern Ireland on the 15th of August 1998. It's called Peace on Earth. I don't know if you're familiar with the lyrics, but here are some of them. This is what he wrote. He said, "Sick of the sorrow, sick of the pain, sick of hearing again and again that there's going to be peace on earth." He goes on, "Tell the ones who hear no sound, those whose sons are living in the ground. She never got to say goodbye, to see the colour in his eyes. The words are sticking in my throat. Peace on earth. Here at every Christmas time, but hope and history won't rhyme. So what's it worth, this peace on earth? Peace on earth, peace on earth." Do you feel the tension coming to Christmas once again? You know, Bono wasn't actually the first person to feel this Christmas tension. A guy called Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, I think he looks a bit like Father Christmas, only a bit more grumpy, about 200 years ago, he wrote these words. He said, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." That's the first verse. But as he moves towards the end of his poem, he says, "And in despair I bowed my head. There's no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Do you feel the tension? See, for many of us, Christmas is just another reminder, isn't it? That life's not how we want it to be, how it should be, how we dreamed it could be. And on the outside, we like to dress it up, lots of tinsel, lots of sparkle. We try very, very hard as possible, to make at least one day in the year nice. But on the inside, Christmas can be salt in the wound. And that's why this Christmas at the Point Community Church, we're looking at this idea of the missing piece. Sam Chan, who wrote the book, didn't know when he wrote the book, and we didn't know when we stole the title off his book, just how heavy, just how much weight we as Australians would feel coming to this Christmas, thinking about this question. So where is it? How could the prophets call him the Prince of Peace? How could the angels announce at his birth that he would bring peace on earth? And how can we keep singing again and again every Christmas about this peace that Jesus brings? You know, it's interesting that in the Bible, one of the things that the Bible actually critiques is people who speak about peace in an empty way. In fact, the prophets are time and time again spoke about those people who kept saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace. Just platitudes, just empty words, trying to soothe the wounds of God's people. And the prophets got quite upset about that. And I think there's a lot of confusion, isn't there, when we think about Christmas and peace. And so how do we make sense of all this? That's what I want to answer today. How do we make sense of it? Well, I want you to imagine with me tonight. Imagine that God's peace is like a pile of presents. It's a series of gifts addressed to you. But you've got to start with the very smallest one under the tree, and then work your way up to the biggest and grandest of all. Can you imagine that? It's not too hard to imagine at this time of year, is it? God's pile of peace presents, and we're starting with the smallest. You see, peace in the Bible is a wish, a Christmas wish, that all of God's people all along the way have. But that wish turns into a prayer as they speak to God and articulate their wish. And God then speaks to them and says, I'm going to make a promise. Peace is a promise that was written long ago and recorded and kept and treasured. Peace was a secret, a mystery that would be revealed and slowly unfolded through the pages of time. And peace is a big announcement, a voice of one calling out, it's coming. And peace is something that requires a lot of getting ready. Not the fairy lights and the tinsel, not that kind of getting ready. We get very busy, don't we, getting ready for Christmas. But peace in the Bible is not like that, it's earth moving. It's move that mountain over there and that ditch between Victoria and Tasmania, fill it in. It's that kind of big earth-moving equipment. Diggers are required. That's what that passage in Isaiah that was read out was talking about. Prepare the way. Peace in the Bible is a tiny child born in a manger, the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born. Peace in the Bible is the sun rising on those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. Isn't that a beautiful image? The sun rising on those who live in darkness. That's peace. Those who live in the shadow of death. That's the second reading we did from Luke chapter 2. In there also, it's talked about as a light that shines to guide our feet in the way of peace. Peace is a way that we've got to follow and walk in. And then we step into the pages of the New Testament and peace is the calm. The calm that crumbs across the sea as Jesus speaks to the waves and to the winds. Peace, be still. Peace in the Bible is a restored relationship with God. The forgiveness of our sins. Peace with God. Peace is the very first word that the risen Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples who were trembling in fear. Peace be to you. My peace I leave with you. Not like the world gives, but my peace I give to you. Peace. And peace in the Bible then becomes the opening greeting of almost every letter in the New Testament. Just turn to any of them, and among the first words are, grace and peace. Grace and peace. Peace in the Bible is the outworking, the fruit of God's Spirit in our lives. It's peace. Peace in the Bible is like a helmet. It's like a shield that protects us, that guards our hearts and minds when we tell God all the things we're worried about. It's peace beyond understanding. Peace in the Bible is the big Bible message. It's the gospel of peace, the good news of peace. Peace in the Bible is the new safety agreement between God and man that was promised. It's the covenant, the new agreement of peace. Peace in the Bible is the very name of God. He's the God of peace. Peace. Peace is the thing that Christians are called to live out, to live in peace with one another. Jesus himself is our peace. Listen to this one. Jesus himself is our peace, who has made both Jew and Gentile one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, to create in himself one new humanity. Peace. And peace is the cessation of war, isn't it? Peace is the safety and the security and the rest from our enemies. Peace is shalom. Wholeness, fullness, prosperity, flourishing, total well-being, true rest that we all long for. Peace in the Bible is a whole new creation, a whole new world, a new heaven and a new earth, a home of righteousness, where they'll actually beat their swords into farming tools. They'll make their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up sword against another nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. No armies. Peace in the Bible is when God himself wipes away every tear from our eyes, when there'll be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, because the old order of things will have passed away. Are you looking for peace this Christmas? Here's my peace prescription. Don't stop with the baby in the manger. Keep unwrapping the presents. All the peace presents under the tree, the cross. Keep unwrapping them. So discover the miracles. Just a hint, just a foretaste of the peace that Jesus will bring in his new reign and rule. Keep unwrapping the presents. Unwrap the teachings of Jesus and learn how to live in his world, his way. Keep unwrapping the presents. Discover the cross and everything that it brings. Streams of living water, like a river, peace coming from Jesus. Keep unwrapping the resurrection of Jesus and see the new implications, a new birth, a new reality, and first fruits and all things that come from the resurrection, a hope of life beyond death. Keep unwrapping the presence of Jesus, now ascended to the Father, sovereign over the whole world, reigning and ruling and coming again. Keep unwrapping the presence. If I can put it this way, unwrap the Holy Spirit. Discover his work in your life, transforming you. Taking out the hate, taking out the anger, taking out the bitterness, changing you to be more like Jesus, giving you the joy that he brings. Unwrap God's family. Discover church. Keep coming. Go find someone where you live. Find a church. Get plugged into God's people. Unwrap that. Phew. Never know what you'll find there. Unwrap all of the Bible. The letters, the prophets, the history, the Psalms, the Proverbs. Unwrap all the Bible, the letters, all the truths, all the great and precious promises of God, and hold on to them. Unwrap all of the presents and keep unwrapping God's pile of presents until you discover the biggest and the greatest of all. God. God himself. And what you'll discover is that the smallest present tiny baby in a manger is actually God's biggest present. It's the key to unlock all the other presents, to enjoy all the other gifts. He's the way. For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things in heaven and on earth, to make peace through his blood shed on the cross. Do you see? His smallest gift is his greatest. And sometimes that's what happens, isn't it? It's the smallest gift in a relationship. You know the one? The one that costs the most? That little white diamond? It's the most precious, isn't it? Sometimes it's the smallest gifts that are actually the biggest gifts. As we come to Christmas, discover the tiny infant, all of the fullness of God in that, in him. And keep unwrapping everything that comes from him, all the other gifts. You see, if we stop at Jesus' first coming, and this is why I think we struggle with peace. We struggle to celebrate peace at Christmas because we've stopped. We've stopped with the manger. We've stopped with the first coming. It's not until we draw the line to his second coming that we'll be able to rejoice and celebrate the peace now. Can you see? All the pile of peace presents. Keep unwrapping. Keep unwrapping everything under the tree, the cross of Jesus, until you discover all the fullness that Jesus brings. I'm going to pray for us, and then I think we're going to sing again. Father God, I pray, please, for each of us here, young and old, with all the difficulties and struggles that we will have in our lives. Father, would today be the day where we start to unwrap all the presents of your peace that you have given to us in Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.